how many people sometimes just have to tell Jesus what's on their mind. When there's nobody else that understands, Jesus always understands.
I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, He kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for His own. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me. Jesus alone. I must tell Jesus all of my troubles. He is a kind, compassionate friend. If I but ask Him, He will deliver. Make all my troubles quickly and end. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. Tempted and tried, I need a great Savior, one who can help my burdens to bear. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, He of my cares and sorrows will share. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear. I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone.
I remember this last verse when I was a teenager. Oh, how the world to evil allures me. Oh, how the heart was tempted to sin. But I knew I could tell Jesus, 'cause He would help me. Over the world the victory to win. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus. You see, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus. saved that song especially tonight to sing before I pray for the emotional needs and addictions. Because if there's one here tonight that has ever had an emotional need or an addiction or some brain chemical problems or just other imbalances in their brain, then they really have to call out on Jesus at times. They have to call out on Jesus. Been there many, many, many times. Heavenly Father, in your all-powerful, lovely name, we come in the name of Jesus Christ in behalf of the ones that suffer from emotional needs and addictions. And as a community of believers, we present our bodies as living sacrifices. Help us, Lord, to become the children of God that you intended us to be, healthy and whole and a sound mind. Awaken our sleeping spirits and free us from guilt and fear and shame and addictions. Cleanse our temple from unrighteous thoughts, from beliefs and actions, and our acceptance of the enemy's lies that bind us in failure and addictions and hopelessness. Destroy worldly traditional thinking, worldly mindsets, and worldly patterns of thought. And help us not to walk in our feelings. Oh, cause Lord, when we struggle in our emotional needs and addictions, we walk in feelings. But instead, help us to walk in faith based upon your work you have done in us and in the truth of the Word of God. According to your word in Malachi 3:11, you will rebuke the devourer. So now in the name of Jesus, we come against addictions, mental disorders, and infirmities of alcoholism, anxiety, Alzheimer's, autism, bulimia, bipolar disease, depression, drug addiction, DID, OCD, PTSD, schizophrenia, and any other disease that tries to inhibit sound mind. Execute righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. The enemy of our soul cannot separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus and the work that is already done. Renew our spirit, speak wholeness and truth into the woundedness and lies of the enemy. We are not unworthy because we are children of God and the bride of Christ. And according to Matthew 4:23-24, you will heal all of our sicknesses and diseases. So release into us your healing future, healing virtue in the name of the Holy One, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we plead the blood of Jesus from the top of our heads to the bottom of our toes, and we claim divine healing and health. And let God arise and defeat our enemies, for the war is not ours to fight. We put on the helmet of salvation, declaring that we are spiritually minded, according to Romans 8:6, and we have the mind of Christ. Remove from our carnal way of thinking, no longer allowing our five carnal senses to affect the way we think, but instead, help us to receive into our spirit your words of truth. Reveal your word in us and transform us through the renewing of our minds and in our spirits, for we have the mind of Christ. And I say that again. We have the mind of Christ. Help us to be still and know that you are God and you are in control. Renew our mind from deception so that we can prove what is good and the acceptable will of God. Heavenly Father, we ask you that you give us knowledge of your will and our wisdom and spiritual understanding, strengthen our mind and enlarge our spirit. Let us see ourselves as a new creation. That new creation, and not our carnal nature, because our carnal nature is dead to sin and its influence. Fill us with your precious fruit of the Spirit. Put in us, Lord, love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and gentleness and faith and perseverance, long-suffering and self-control, and overflow us with your light from the presence of your Holy Spirit. And help us to follow your will and your way, your high calling in Christ Jesus. Pour out from your windows of heaven a blessing that there shall not be enough room to fill. and thank you for being Jehovah Shalom. Oh God, according to Judges 6:24, you are our God of peace. I speak in the name of Jesus peace to those minds that do not have peace. I speak to your mind, Jehovah Shalom. Jehovah Shalom, I speak peace in the name of the glorious Lord Jesus Christ. We speak and we claim and we accept these promises for our emotional weaknesses. And we speak in the name of Jesus Christ, our deliverer. Amen.
The more I love you. more than I can sing. I melt in your peace, it's overwhelming. I wanna sit at your feet, drink from the cup in your hand, lay back against you and breathe, feel your heart beat. This love that's so deep, it's more than I can stand. I melt in your peace, it's overwhelming.
Yesterday, I need you more. where I belong. Now my broken heart has finally found a home. Now I'll never be alone. I need you more, more than yesterday. Holy, holy Lord God Almighty, who was and who is and who is to come, we submit our prayer to you this night in your holy Son's name, the true Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, help us to keep our eyes fixed and focused on you, Lord Jesus. We submit our lives to you, we trust you, and we love you with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, and all of our strength. And Lord Jesus, we ask you to fulfill your will and destiny in each of our lives, and help each to respond to the conviction of your Holy Spirit so that we may walk in the holy destiny you desire for us. We ask you to fill each person we pray for here tonight with your Holy Spirit and all the fruits of your Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless each one and everyone as we pray tonight, to guard and protect, and let your Holy Spirit comfort us, to guide us, convict us, and lead us into all truth. Because you, Lord, you are the Lord of Lords, the Lord our Maker. And Heavenly Father, I speak in the name of Jesus and believe for every person to be in God's will and live for God's glory. I bind each of our wills to the will of God and each of our minds to the mind of Christ. I declare, thy kingdom come and thy will be done in every step we take and for every person here tonight. Truly, all things work together for good of us because we love you, Lord, and we're called according to your good purpose. And Lord, continue to create a clean heart in us, to continue to renew a right spirit in us. You have made all things pass away so that all things are new. You didn't cast us away from your presence, and you didn't take your Holy Spirit away from us when we failed you. For your mercy endures forever. Instead, you heard our prayers and bestowed your favor upon us to accept us lovingly as your children. Your joy is our strength. We pray that you will restore us to the joy of your salvation according to Psalms, as we often falter and fail under the influence of the enemy of our soul. So give us wisdom and understanding through your divine guidance. Heavenly Father, we ask you to put a hedge of protection around us to protect us from the enemy. For you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. There is no God like you. For you and you alone are the way, the truth, and the life. You have created all things, and for your pleasure and by your will, they are and were created and continue to exist. We renew our commitment of our will to you, our total allegiance to you, to walk and obey in righteousness, in your righteous ordinances, to offer ourselves a living sacrifice. We commit to walk in the paths of righteousness, to cease from our labor and to walk in faith, to bear only the burden and cross you have placed upon us, and to be bold, to be dauntless, to be fearless, to be confident, to be intrepid, to be valiant, to be steadfast, true and faithful for your name's sake. When we are blind, open our eyes that we may see the holy calling and the destiny that you have called to us as your children. Where we were deaf,
Open our ears to the voice of the Holy Spirit so we may clearly hear and understand the purposes that you have called us for. Take our voices and use them to teach others compassion, kindness, gentleness, and patience, to edify, exhort, and comfort others by administering your grace. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to commit our way to you and to seek your direction. For you alone are worthy. You alone are worthy to receive glory and honor and power. For you belongs the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever.
With all creation I sing praise to you. not a God in need of anything we can give by your plan. That's just the way it is. You are not a God created by human hands. You are not a God dependent on any mortal man. You are not a God in need of anything we can give by your plan. That's just the way it is. You are God alone from before time began. You are on your throne. You are God alone. And right now, in the good times and bad, you are on your throne. You are God. You're the only God whose name and praise will never end. You're the only God who's worthy of everything we can give. You are God, and that's just the way it is. You are God alone from before time began. You are on your throne. You are God alone, and right now, in the good times and bad, you are on your throne. You are God alone, you are God alone, from before time began, you are on your throne. You are God alone, and right now, good times and bad, you are on your throne. You are God alone, unchangeable, unshakable, unstoppable. That's what you are, unchangeable, unshakable, unstoppable. That's what you are, you are God alone, from before time began, you are on your throne, you are God alone, and right now, in the good times and bad, you are on your throne, you are
say that it's God and God alone that sustains us.
Yes.
If it wasn't for God, none of us would be here tonight. How many people here tonight have been through trials that you said, God, if you don't go with me, I can't do it. I can't do it. It says, God, it's just me and you. You are God alone. And with you, all things are possible, but this time I'm just going to hang on to your coattails. Father God, we thank you for the privilege you've given us to meet with us tonight and intercede for the lives that are here tonight in our nation, our community, our church, and our leaders and our loved ones. We thank you that you love us and that you're more concerned about us and our future than we can even comprehend. And we thank you that we're holy brothers and sisters in Christ, partakers of a heavenly calling and God's living stones. And we're being brought up in a spiritual house, a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession.
Yes.
To proclaim the excellence of Him. We thank you that we are bought with a price. We are not our own.
Thank you, Lord.
We belong to you, God. We are established, anointed, and sealed by God in Christ Jesus, redeemed and forgiven. We are recipients of your lavish grace. We are raised up and we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. Help us to stand steadfast and walk upright. Help us to be instruments of righteousness, serving your kingdom for the glory of God. Help us to walk in the freedom, being overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We revel in the knowledge that there is no weapon formed against us that's going to prosper, and that your word is final, and he who began a good work in each of us is able to complete it. I say is able to complete it. Nurture our spirits and help us to be blameless in your sight and possess the character and the nature of Christ, pressing into an intimate relationship with you. Convict us of our sin. Remind us daily not to walk in unforgiveness or confuse condemnation with conviction. And help us to enter into your presence and into the Holy of Holies. Enclose us in, O Lord, into your presence so that we may be engulfed by your tender and your awesome power. And as God's chosen people, we are holy. We are so deeply loved. Help us to be clothed with that same love, with compassion and kindness and humility and goodness and peace. And help us to cast down every high and lofty thought and imagination that exalts itself against you. We pray for your power over our lives, especially tonight, and your protection over our lives. As we leave here tonight, Lord, help us to walk in the power and the promises that you have given us here tonight. We pray that you will place a hedge of protection around us and bind any demonic assignments against us from functions of destruction. Revoke any orders given to the enemy to invoke upon the children of God any spoken assignment oppressing us or hindering us. Loosen their hold and send your Holy Spirit and holy angels to take charge and to surround and protect everyone within our listening voice. Protect our relationship with you. Protect our homes, our loved ones, our possessions, our pets, and every task we set our hands to. Bring us back safely, O Lord, at the point in time that we may serve you in the fullness of our destiny and the purposes that you have aligned for our lives, O Lord. And again, we thank you. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for the privilege we've had to be here tonight and to petition you in intercession and to sing before you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you that Christ Jesus is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think or even imagine, according to the power that works in us. To him be the glory forever and ever. So may the Lord bless us and keep us. May the Lord make his face to shine upon us. May the Lord be gracious unto us. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon us tonight. Give us peace. In the name of the Holy One, the one and only true and righteous Lord, the risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
You hold my every moment. You calm my raging sea. You walk with me through fire and heal my disease. I trust in you. I trust in you. You hold my
every moment. You calm my raging sea. You walk with me through fire and heal all my disease. I trust in you. I trust in you. I believe you're my healer. I believe you are all. Thank you.
impossible for you. You hold my